Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Blood Red City by Rod Reynolds, published by Arenda Books in 2020. Today's book is all about deception, ambition, and revenge. Lydia is a London journalist. After messing up a big story on corporate corruption, she's been demoted to the showbiz website pages and the midnight shift. But one night, as she wades through more celebrity stories, she receives an anonymous email with a video attached. It's a recording of a man on a tube train, and it looks like murder. Enthused by the lure of a real story, Lydia jumps in to investigate the attack, but when she asks questions, contacting the transport police and trying to track down the person who recorded the video, she only comes up with dead ends. It's as though the incident never actually happened. And just when she's ready to set the story aside, she receives a threatening call, warning her off. She's not the only one interested in the story. Stringer, a man in a suit, is a fixer. He finds people, hides people, and generally cleans up messes outside the realms of the law. When Stringer finds out that Lydia knows a little too much about one of his jobs, he sets out to stop her in her tracks. But as Lydia tries to get to the truth and Stringer tries to stop her, she finds herself drawn into a world of corruption, reaching to the highest echelons, where people will do anything to keep their dealings secret. But what's more important to Lydia? Breaking a big story or protecting her own life? Blood Red City is a fast-paced, gritty thriller set against the backdrop of London in high summer. The writing is punchy, the action is unrelenting, and the chapters short and sharp. Lydia is desperate to redeem herself and her career, but she's really rash and obsessive, ending up all alone as she dives headfirst into a story, alienating everyone around her and walking right into dangerous situations. Stringer is a complicated man. Working outside the law, he dodges and weaves to get results for his clients, although half the time he's fighting just as much with them to get paid. But alongside his black market business, his personal life is a mess. Divorced and lonely, he adores his niece and hates his father with a passion and dreams of getting away to Florida. Information is the real power in Blood Red City, covering the worlds of international finance, London property development, government corruption, the press, and Russian oligarchs. And no one seems to know how the whole puzzle fits together. When Lydia and Stringer finally meet, they try to work together to solve the murder, but they're both unable to tell the whole truth. In a world of lies, neither Lydia nor Stringer can trust anyone, not even each other, which leaves the reader who sees both sides yelling at the characters, "No, don't do that," as they just make matters worse. So if you like lies, double-crossing, obsessive journalists, organised crime, intense and full-throttle thrillers, you might like Blood Red City by Rod Reynolds. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.